You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
So I wanted to actually share with everybody a spoken word piece that actually was the catalyst to this book coming together. In 2008, I attended the Rebelles conference, which was a pan-Canadian feminist conference. It was in Montreal. And I was asked to speak at the opening. And I had a lot of difficulties with that conference, not just because I was like one of 20 women of color in the whole place of over 500, but because I felt like there was so much being unsaid and that my ancestors did not work so hard for me to be here to not speak up about that. And so this spoken word piece that I did is called From Their Grandmother's Spirit. And there could be no, I think, better voice to say these things than my Dura, than my grandmother. And so I was trying to channel her through me and channel her spirit through me and the things that she's been through. And so I have it on video, and I'd like to share it with everybody. And it does sound a little angry, but that's who I am, and I'm not sorry for who I am.
I am the grandmother spirit. I am the ancestor, the old person who lives in every woman. I am within the first woman, the ultimate woman, who is Mother Earth. And the destruction that we see on her each and every day has to be a call to fight for all of us. I am the grandmother from Ongwehonwe territory. I am the grandmother from Ganawage, from Akwesasne, from Kanasatage, from Tayandinega, from Six Nations. I am all across Turtle Island, and I am here to teach all of you. I was here before all of you were, and I need you to understand something. I'm looking around. It's the year 1400, and I can see cornfields. Corn that goes far, far, far beyond the eye can see. Corn that stretches above all of your heads. Corn that raises above the sky. Corn that is our life sustenance. Corn that tells us who we are. Corn that keeps our bodies nourished. This corn is not yellow. This corn does not have green. This corn is white. This corn is green. This corn is red. This corn is purple. This corn is brown. This corn represents all of the colors that need to be incorporated in the picture of our life. In the picture that rests on me, Mother Earth. I look around me and I see women. I see the female spirits who are in charge. They're running organizations. They're running councils. They're running the things that we need in our territories. They make the decisions over land, resources, and family. When they do not want to have another child, when they cannot bring another child into this world, they have a medicine that they use. And this is how it always was. They also decided who was going to be in charge. They were in charge. They also told us and told the young people that they were sacred, that youth are sacred, that children are sacred, and that every step that we walk on Mother Earth, is sacred. As far as the eye can see, I can also see my people coming together. I see people coming to this land. And I don't know who these people are. They didn't ask me if it was okay to come over here. They didn't ask if it was okay to come and stay over here. They just came. It is now 1492. And I'm faced with a decision of either standing up for my people or running away. I still stand here. And I ask the Europeans who come, where are your women? Where are they? It does not make any sense for you to make decisions to take over places when the women are not present. I just told you that the women always made those decisions. Why isn't it like that anymore? I can't understand it. I now see my people being taken away. I see my people contracting disease. I see people clinicizing and institutionalizing our healthcare. The year is now 1800, and 50% of my people have been killed off. I worry for them, but we are still strong. I see them try and carry us away to their schools where they want us to be more like them. I also see my people in shame of their own bodies. And it is hurtful because we have always believed that our bodies are beautiful, our bodies are sexual, and our bodies should be something that should be celebrated. The year is now 1900. While we are regaining some of our population, our women still don't have any rights and still don't have any status. They want me to register with this card called the Indian card. They want me to sign my name so that they know where I am and where my people are. But I know if I sign this card, I might go away, my children might go away, and my people will continuously be gone away. They want me to sell some of my medicines to them, and they also want me to say that I needed them to tell me that I have rights. The year is now 1929, and while I see other people who really want the women to vote, they don't want my people to vote. I see the other people who have been dragged here from other countries, from Africa, from Latin America, from the different places where our other indigenous brothers and sisters are. And I see that they're doing the same thing to them. The year is now 1960. And while I see white women, non-native women, who come together and gather together and want to stand up for women's rights, it doesn't look like they care about the rights of people who don't look like them. It doesn't look like they want to say racism. It doesn't look like they want to say color. It doesn't look like they really want to stand up for anybody else. The year is now 1980. And while my women have fought for over 200 years to try and get our status back if we leave our communities, the government still says to us, maybe I don't think it's a good idea for your women to still get status. They decide that only 30% of us can have status again. The year is now 1996, and I see the torture that's come into my Ongwehonwe territories and into Oka, into Gunasatage, into Akwesasne, into Tyendinaga, and into Six Nations. And I still see my people rally. The year is now 2008, and the Prime Minister of this country decided that he would have a nice apology for all of these things that have happened. I don't accept it. It's not good enough for me. I know the pain where I've come from, and I know the truth that I have to speak as the grandmother who does live in all of you. If you don't like what I'm saying, that's okay. You're not supposed to like it. But you can't ignore it. It is in every red woman that you see on the street, on every reserve, in every northern community, in all of the places that you don't want to cast your eyes. We are there. We are here, and we're not going away.